Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And a lot going on as we approach Elvis Week.
Elvis Week! It's coming up. It's just around the corner, it seems like.
It sure is. And, of course, Elvis Week tickets are now on sale, and we've had a couple sell out already.
That's right. The All Access Pass is sold out. And what else is sold out?
We've got the gospel VIP passes are sold out.
It's gone. Now, you can still get tickets for individual events and for regular passes.
And, of course, lots of events happening this year, like the Candlelight Vigil. No ticket required. Just show up. But the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, the official Grayson Insiders Conference, the auction at Grayson, all require tickets, and you can get those now. Put that tax refund, if you got one, to good use.
That's right.
Your Elvis Week tickets, because I think that's what a lot of people did, since those all-access passes and the gospel VIP passes sold out so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good decision.
It is a good decision.
Now, guests for 2016 include drummer DJ Fontana and Elvis co-stars Francine York and Celeste Yarnell, just to name a few. There's going to be more and more new events coming.
Yes, that's a great list of folks coming. And speaking of lists, Graceland making a big list.
That's right. We love it when we find ourselves on these great things to do list.
Everybody's got a list these days.
That's right. You know, and Thrillist.
Including bucket lists.
That's right. Thrillist, the Great American Bucket List, featured 50 things to do in the U.S. before you die. And it includes everything from catching a Broadway show to driving from Miami to Key West and attending Summerfest. And visiting Graceland was one of the several things to do in the southern states. And, you know, we knew that.
We knew that. I mean, like, there's no question. We're on everybody's bucket list. And we hear that so often from visitors. It's like, this has always been on my bucket list of places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're glad they visit and learn more about the King of Rock and Roll's legacy and his home, Graceland, here in Memphis. And, of course, you know, visiting Graceland is actually the subject of the brand new Graceland.com blog.
Yes, you know, vacation season is creeping up on us, and Memphis is a lot of travelers' ultimate destination. The Bluff City has gotten a lot of love from travel writers and vacationers lately, and it's no wonder. Memphis has it all: barbecue, music, the King's Castle, and of course you can do all three when you travel here and make Memphis your destination vacation.
Something I like to say, though, sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
Memphis has the best barbecue on both sides of the Mississippi.
Yes, that's right.
Like, I always say that because it's true.
Yeah, and sorry, I always Texas. Tell people, yeah, in North Carolina, but it's the best here. I always tell people, when people that ask me, you know, my favorite barbecue list is like three places long. I can never narrow it down.
What are your favorites in Memphis in case somebody's planning a trip?
That's right. I love Barbecue Shop on Madison.
Mm, good.
I could have their... It's the regular barbecue pulled pork sandwich on Texas toast with potato salad. I could have that every day for lunch.
Like, do you just walk in the door and they just make that up for you because you're such
that's
a regular?
That's the regular. And then I feel like I'm being healthy when I get the half sweet, half unsweet tea. It makes me feel better.
I do the same thing, but we're not being healthy.
No, and then I love Central's ribs. Uh-huh. I think Central's ribs are amazing. And then my family loves Rendezvous, so we've got to go to Rendezvous.
Rendezvous is number one on my list, just because I kind of like the dry rub.
Oh yes,
and that's my favorite barbecue. And there's such unique atmosphere at the Rendezvous.
Mm.
Kind of like going into the alley, going downstairs.
It is
a unique experience. So it's the whole shebang in one with your barbecue. Sorry to divert our attention on the Rubberneckin' Podcast
of
barbecue.
Maybe we'll have a barbecue blog next.
But this happens in Memphis all the time, because all we talk about is barbecue because it's so good. And of course, one of our favorite parts of the podcast is the Elvis sightings.
Elvis sightings.
And we've got a couple this week.
That's right. Yeah. We've got one from Jenny in Illinois.
Yes.
And she said she was on Nerdist.com, and she ran across a great story about the origins of the famous phrase, "Elvis has left the building." And there's a great video on there, too.
Gotta tell folks if Elvis has left the building or they're not going to leave.
That's right. They'll just hang out.
And this one comes to us from Ruth in Cincinnati. She says she saw Weezer perform King of the World last week on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and Rivers Cuomo dressed up as Elvis. He had on a white jumpsuit and sideburns. Thank you, Ruth in Cincinnati.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for Fallon. I'm a huge...
Yeah. Fallon's a big Elvis fan as well.
Yeah. Maybe
who
he can
isn't?
Come. Who isn't? That's right. And the last one is coming from Mike from Wisconsin, and he says that Elvis is a young deer character with great hair, of course, in the open season animated movie franchise, and he's the son of two main characters, Elliot and Giselle.
Very nice. Well, send us your Elvis sightings. Just go to Graceland.com, click on the Elvis tab, and under that tab, you'll see Elvis sightings. Report your Elvis sightings in popular culture, and you could hear them here on the Rubberneckin' Podcast or the Graceland Beat on Sirius XM. Until next time, we'll see you later, everybody.
Bye, guys.